Hello and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for couples that are actively planning their wedding. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'm Jasmine and I'm a wedding photographer here in Indiana with Jasmine Norris Photography, and I serve clients worldwide. So for today's installment of Wedding Wednesday, we're going to be talking all about wedding invitations and when to actually send your wedding invitations. So there are a lot of things that you have to do for your wedding and a lot of things that need to get put on your timeline. One of those items are your wedding invitations. Now, there are several different invitations that you may be sending, such as save the dates, wedding invitations, bridal shower invitations, rehearsal dinner invitations, and a lot more, and it can certainly get a bit confusing. So if you are lost on when you should send those invitations, then today's podcast is going to be for you. And I want to start out by saying that not all couples will send all of these invitations or have all of these events that we're going to be talking about today. So feel free to, you know, do the ones that work for you and your fiance and your wedding. On average, most couples will certainly send a save the date and, of course, the actual wedding invitation. But everything else, it really kind of depends on what you're planning for your wedding. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is your engagement party invitations. So again, not all couples have an engagement party, but if you are planning on having one, you will want to send out these invitations pretty soon after announcing your engagement. The engagement party is a way for you to celebrate your engagement with your friends and family. One thing to note here are the people that you invite for the engagement party will be expecting an invitation to your wedding too. So you will want to keep your wedding guest list in mind for these. And I know, you know, right when you first get engaged, probably the last thing on your mind is actually sitting down and hashing out a guest list for your wedding. But just kind of think about that when you start inviting people for your engagement party. Are those people going to be ones that you're actually going to want to have at your wedding as well? The next thing that you'll think about is your save the date. So once you have that wedding date set, your venue set, and you're kind of in the midst of wedding planning, you're going to want to start thinking about your save the dates. So you will want to send your save the dates around 4 to 6 months before your wedding. This will allow your guests enough time to clear their schedules and start looking at their travel arrangements if they're like flying in or driving in and everything like that. And it will let them like start requesting off work for your wedding if they need to do so as well. So after the save the dates, the next thing that's usually on the list is a bridal or wedding shower. So normally your maid of honor, your best man, or maybe a family member will plan the bridal or wedding shower, and they are usually responsible for mailing out invitations. So this will take a bit off of your plate. But just so you're aware, the bridal and wedding shower invitations should be sent out 6 to 8 weeks before the shower. You don't have to invite everyone who you are planning to invite to your wedding to the shower. However, everyone who you do invite to the shower should be invited to the wedding. So you shouldn't be inviting, you know, distant friends or coworkers who you aren't going to invite to the wedding to the shower. That's kind of considered rude, since at bridal and wedding showers, gifts are usually present. So people expect that if they're invited to those providing a gift, that they'll be invited to the wedding as well. So what comes next after the bridal and wedding shower is normally the bachelorette and bachelor party invitations. So just like that bridal and wedding shower, the bachelorette and bachelor party is also usually planned by the wedding party. And so they will also take care of the invitations. And so whether you're planning on having separate parties or a combined party, you're going to want to keep about that as well. Bachelor and bachelorette parties can include just the wedding party or some other close friends as well. And just like the bridal and wedding shower invitations, the people who will be invited to your bachelor and bachelorette party should also be invited to the wedding. Normally, those invites get sent out about a month before the party, but you can also email or call for these invitations too if the event is a little less formal. The next thing is your wedding invitations. So you will want to send your wedding invitations out about 6 to 8 weeks before your wedding. This will allow your guests time to finalize their travel arrangements, and you will also want to make sure that the guest response card that you include in your invitations has a deadline of at least 1 month before your wedding. This will allow you to have your final guest count ready for your vendors. After you send out those wedding invitations, you're going to want to start thinking about your rehearsal dinner invitations. So your wedding rehearsal will take place the day before your wedding. This is when you will do a run-through of the wedding, and most couples will provide a rehearsal dinner to celebrate. Some couples may opt to do a full rehearsal day with lots of activities planned, like brunch activities and dinner. So you can really kind of make your rehearsal dinner festivities kind of up to you. So you can do something small, like just running through the wedding and having a dinner, or you can do something more elaborate, whatever works for you and your guest. Everyone who is included in the actual wedding and your close family members are usually invited to the rehearsal dinner. However, if you are having more of an all-day affair, you know, maybe you're providing an all-day event because you have a lot of people that are coming from out of town, then a lot of couples will invite all of their wedding guests to that. So your rehearsal invitation should be sent out around the 6-week mark. And now I want to talk about thank you cards. So, of course, these are an invitation, but thank you cards are equally important. Thank you cards happen throughout the course of your wedding planning. Everyone who has given you a gift for the wedding will get one, and you can even send these to your vendors that you love as well. For gifts that are given during the engagement party, bridal or wedding shower, bachelorette or bachelor party should all be sent within 2 weeks of the event. For everyone who mails a gift to you before the wedding, a card should be sent as soon as you receive the gift, around 2 weeks. But you should always make sure that you're sending out those thank you cards for the gifts that arrive before the wedding, before your actual wedding takes place. For gifts that you receive on the day of your wedding, you get a little breather here with your honeymoon and getting back into the swing of things, so thank you cards are expected to be sent within 3 months of the wedding. And any gifts that arrive to you after the wedding, a thank you card should be sent within 1 to 2 weeks. And if you are planning on sending thank you cards to your vendors, you can do so the day of your wedding. A lot of couples will put like a tip in a thank you card and have it delivered to their vendor the day of the wedding. Or you can send it after the wedding, just like that other thank you card for your gifts after the wedding. So within that 3 months is fine. And if you guys are stuck on where to even order invitations, there are tons of different places that you can use to order invitations, or you can use a vendor that will kind of custom design an invitation for you. One place that I highly recommend to my couples is Basic Invite. They have a lot of different styles and designs, from simpler one-card designs to pocket invitations with lots of different enclosures. So the designs can be changed to almost every color under the sun, and they also have gold and silver foil options too. And there is really something there for everyone and every budget. So I actually partner with Basic Invite for my couples, and they provide my couples 20% off of their entire order. So if you are interested in looking at Basic Invite, which is basicinvite.com, if you use the coupon code JasmineNorris, you'll get 20% off of your entire order. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Hopefully this kind of provided some helpful insight for your wedding invitations, and be sure to tune back in next week for another installment.